from Union Station in Ogden, Utah, in conjunction with Ogden's First Friday Arts Stroll and Ogden City Arts, this is Van Sessions, a podcast where musicians cram in a van and perform live acoustic sets, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. Podcasts like The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, Adventure for Your Ears, Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood, a podcast about a mountain town run by mountain people, Bug Huckers, Fly Fishing with an Edge, Get Up, Get Out, and Go Huck Yourself. We are the Banyan Collective, and this is Van Sessions. Not in our usual place down there at the Ogden's Union Station, but here, again, down by the river behind Slackwater. So stoked to be here today. In the van, we have Crimson Calamity. They are the featured artist during Saturday's Bank of Utah Trail Fest, celebrating Weber Pathways' extensive network of local urban trails, including the newly connected Centennial Trail. The main event runs Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon with checkpoints along the trails. It kind of goes right here across the river from us here. And then from noon to 3 is a free concert by Nashville's artist Crimson Calamity there on historic 25th Street by the Ogden Amphitheater. Or in the Ogden. Are you guys in the Ogden Amphitheater?
In the amphitheater.
In the amphitheater, yeah. Okay. In the Ogden Amphitheater. So without further ado, this is Crimson Calamity.
On the edge of town, there's an old oak rooted deep in the winter creeks. Like the love I have for a wanted man to own me, his heart would speak. A price on his head, plenty wanted dead, and I suppose that he was doomed. But to many, that man was a hero, and it happened way too soon. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. It's all in the cards. Oh, whoa, whoa. It's all in the cards. No risk, no gain, so play a game. But be careful what you choose. Because the cold deck shows no mercy, and the fool will always lose. Oh, whoa. A pair of each gonna seal your fate. The cursed cards, the gun that killed my man. Beware, yeah, yeah. Beware the dead man's hand. On the night he died, the stakes were high. All the men were gathered round, and no one knew.
Quiet like a tomb from the back of the room, the gunman took his stand. With a shot to the head, my man fell dead, and there inside his head was a snake-eyed ace and ebony eight. A pair of each that seals his fate. The cursed cards, the gun that killed my man. A snake-eyed ace and ebony eight. A pair of each that seal your fate. The cursed cards, the gun that killed my man. Beware, yeah, yeah, yeah. Beware the dead man's head. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh.
No punishment can fit the crime. He took the life of the love of mine.
No punishment can fit the crime. He took the life of the love of mine. No punishment can fit the crime. He took the life of the love of mine. No punishment can fit the crime. No punishment can fit the crime. A snake-eyed ace and ebony eight. A pair of each that sealed his fate. The cursed cards, the gun that killed my man. Oh, it was a snake-eyed ace and ebony eight. A pair of each gonna seal your fate. The cursed cards, the gun that killed my man. Beware, yeah, yeah, yeah. Beware the dead man's hand. On the edge of town, there's an old oak rooted deep in the windy creeks.
Crimson Calamity on Van Sessions. Nice, very good.
That was amazing.
So we have Lauren Harding and Mallory Trunnell. Is that right, Trunnell?
Yes. Trunnell, yeah.
Trunnell.
Yeah.
Let me kill that mic and turn this one up. Okay, from Crimson Calamity. Again, you can catch A Crimson Calamity live Saturday during the Trail Fest at the amphitheater, Ogden Amphitheater. Let's talk about, first of all, you said you have family. Which one has family in around here?
Me and Mallory.
Mallory.
I'm originally from Delta, Utah.
Oh,
but
the hot spot of country music.
Oh, yeah, totally. The rodeos and demolition derbies every 4th of July. But yeah, my mom lives in Eden and my brother lives in Ogden and my whole family's kind of become, we've just fallen in love with Ogden. So we're excited to be here.
So how did you end up in Nashville chasing the dream?
Lauren and I went to college together in California. She's originally from Massachusetts and we met in theater school and we started writing a lot of songs and on our own and kind of performing on our own, but we'd end up playing on the same bills a lot. And we just one day were like, we should be in a band together. And we kind of started writing songs about the Wild West. And, you know, we were in California and we were just like, let's go to Nashville. So that's where we are now.
Yeah. So you guys were friends first. How long did it take before you found your sound?
Like Mal said, we were both writing our own stuff, but we toured a lot together and wrote a lot. And we were doing this songwriting challenge where each month we had to write a song about a different theme, and the theme for this particular month was about a historical event or a historical character.
And we were like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, so we wrote a song about Calamity Jane, and we had both kind of started one. We finished one, and then we finished the other, and we were like, you know, I think we have something here, and we decided to use her as our namesake, Crimson Calamity, and yeah, it kind of came together from there, and it really just was a matter of just deciding to do it, and then all of a sudden all these things started flooding to us about image and all of that stuff, imagery and
inspiration.
Yeah.
How much does do the outdoors, nature play a part in the songwriting process or what it is that you do?
Well, I mean, for us, I think both of us, we're very like into imagery and visuals, and so I think it's huge. And you know, being from the mountains, I think that's always going to be a part of me specifically, but Lauren too, like she's very into scenery. Like even when we're talking about like our branding and stuff like that, it's, you know, we're talking about the visual first and a lot of the time. And you know, so songs like Dead Man's Hand, it started out kind of us picturing this ominous oak tree hanging in the distance in the town of Deadwood, and kind of going into the whole how Wild Bill Hickok died and stuff like that. But I think, you know, being in nature, just in general, I think is good for your soul, and it's something that everybody ought to do, I think, to take care of themselves, and especially as artists, I think if you're in a rut, going into nature in any capacity is a really big help.
I would say, too, like the California, like Joshua Tree and stuff like that, that is definitely very inspiring. And you know, Arizona, all of that stuff. And then even in Tennessee, though, it's so green and dense. And there's sort of this like magic to the forests in Tennessee, which is pretty cool. And it definitely leads to inspiration for us.
You mentioned branding. How much time do you put into branding and marketing now? Because I think in 2017, you can be really good artists, but if no one knows who you are, then it doesn't matter, right?
It's very true, yeah. It's like a whole separate job doing social media alone. So, yeah, we actually have a pretty strong following on Instagram, and
we're
just not that good at. I
mean,
we have to remind ourselves. Yeah, we have to be like, oh, we need to Instagram story this.
So the Banyan Collective just retweeted your tweet earlier. So
you're doing
very good. Do you want to introduce song number two?
Sure. So this next song is called Gypsy Heart. It's going to be the title of our next EP that we're going to be releasing in the hopefully near future. Yeah, it's a little kind of a tribute, I guess you could say, to like a Fleetwood Mac, you know, Stevie Nicks, Gold Dust Woman situation. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
She has a gypsy heart, no one can ever pin. Her mind is always changing with the blowing wind. She's always spinning round. she'll leave you spinning round. And every man rides in from near and far away, but not a single one can tame her wild wish. She'll never settle down. She'd never settle down. No, that rambling girl will never stay, never stay. So before she breaks your heart, you better get away. Just one smile and you'll fall under her spell. Don't know what she does, but Lord, she does it well. Looking in her eyes feels like paradise. Oh, there's no escape tonight. So feel the magic when she's dancing in the sand. You can love her, but you've got she'll be gone tomorrow. You can try to follow. Oh, but you will never own a gypsy heart. And it's incredible, her hair reflects the moon. The fire in her soul sings out a siren's tune. She'll let you fan the flames. She might forget your name for a change, never change. So before she breaks your heart, you better get away. Just one smile and you'll fall under her spell. Don't know what she does, but Lord, she does it well. Looking in her eyes feels like paradise. Oh, there's no escape tonight. So feel the magic when she's dancing in the sand. You can love her, but you've got to understand. She'll be gone tomorrow. You can try to follow. Oh, but you will never own a gypsy heart. Highest highs and lowest lows, and where she stops nobody knows. With golden dust this desert rose spins webs you can't escape. You'll fall under her spell, and Lord, she does it well. Oh, there's no escape tonight. So she's dancing in the sand. You can love her, but you've got to understand. She'll be gone tomorrow. You can try to follow. You'll be left behind her, and you'll never find her. Spirit leaves you haunted. You're forever falling for that luminary girl, that gypsy heart.
Nashville artist Crimson Calamity showing off the whistling skills.
Which Mallory is the only one. I wish I could help her with the whistling, but I'm really bad. I can't even whistle.
I have a 7-year-old who started whistling when she was 3 or 4 and was really proud of it at the time. And now she's really good. Yeah. So it's a thing.
It's a skill.
Yeah. I'll have to tell her, like, you might be able to grow up and be a Nashville star. So let's talk about musical influences. Miranda Lambert.
Oh yeah.
Grace Potter.
Definitely. Yep.
Grace Potter for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anyone outside of country?
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, we definitely are big Fleetwood Mac fans. Mm-hmm. And I know.
Who is
yeah.
it? Yeah. Sorry.
And I think, you know, growing up, we both have listened to a lot of different things. Both of our parents have influenced us. I mean, Zeppelin, of course, mm-hmm. The Beatles and Hanson.
Okay, I was going to say someone that maybe would surprise us. Hanson surprises me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like a diehard. Die. You still have the shirts.
Yeah. I think my mom's actually kind of mad at me because there's like a box of Hanson t-shirts in her garage still. So I need to figure that out.
Have you ever covered them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, sweet.
Not as a band, no.
No.
But like, I
just
have.
For fun.
I definitely like spent too many hours learning how to play all their songs when I was a teenager.
And then I would definitely say, I mean, I guess still it's still technically Americana, but like Chris Stapleton, Brandi Carlile,
yeah,
Jason Isbell, Lucy Silvas, yeah, lots of awesome music, and then the oldies, of course, for sure. Like, I mean, I grew up, my dad, Johnny Cash, yeah. Dolly, the Carpenters. Yeah.
I got a cheer for the Carpenters. How fun is Nashville? How hard is it to, you know, to be a band in Nashville? And what is the scene like?
Nashville's very fun. It's very much a, hey, it's noon. You want a whiskey while we write this song? <It's>,
sign me up. All right.
Yeah. There's a lot of, beverage drinking there. And I would say it is difficult, but I mean, coming from LA, which is a very hard town to kind of get by in, mm-hmm. Nashville actually is a sort of a breath of fresh air for us.
Interesting.
Everybody's very nice. I feel like it's a community where people are willing to help one another and lift each other up. It's not like backdoor handshakes and, what can you do for me? It's what can we do for each other, mm-hmm. which I think is really awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you move to a new city, there's an element of, you know, kind of growing pains and changing and learning how that city works. But it's been really great.
Have you met any artists that you were a little starstruck?
I mean, I guess we mentioned Brandi Carlile is one of our influences. And so we are fortunate enough to be part of a company called Jenga Productions, and they're in Nashville, and we are in that studio kind of setting with them. And you know, like Brandy's recording down the hall, like Jason Isbell's recording down the hall.
Wow.
So you see people in the hallway, and like I'm a scaredy cat. I won't like really say hi. I'll just be like, oh hey, and people like put my head down. Like that's just how
I am. You're not taking selfies with them.
No. Because I mean,
like, hey, you got time?
They're so busy. You know,
and we lived in LA for way too long to even.
Right.
It's nice to see them, but you know.
And then how down to earth, like as another, you know, country artist, can you have candid conversations with them about the business and get some feedback?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's we haven't had conversations with artists just yet because we're still kind of Nashville newbies, but definitely heavy hitter songwriters we mm-hmm. have out there. And you could totally just hang out with those people. Like they're just very down to earth, very real. They could be sitting in the room with you, or they could be sitting in the room with someone like Miranda Lambert and treat you exactly the same, which is really nice. They're really neat people.
I want to meet Miranda. She seems like a little firecracker.
Oh, I totally. Bet she is. She has to be.
Yeah. So we do this van sessions. Thanks for coming on, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we do this van, and I am blown away by the amount of talent we have in Ogden. One of the questions I always ask them is, it's 2017, how do you get your music out? How do you get the ear of someone, of a producer, and you know, do they have to move to Nashville? Are there things you can do outside of being in, you know, in where the music is being made in Austin and LA and Nashville?
Well, I definitely think it helps to make appearances if you don't move to those places. It definitely helps to go there and write with other artists there and network in those kinds of places. But I am a big proponent of being an independent artist, and I think that it's very much an independent artist market right now if you really apply yourself. And I think most of it is just making really good content, you know, sonically and visually, and putting it out there for people to see. And it's still a learning curve for us, you know what I mean? It's an ever adapting, ever changing thing. But I think if you can kind of, you know, stick to your guns and maintain a sense of malleability, then it's very achievable to make money doing music.
Yeah, I mean, between streaming services like Spotify, I mean, so Spotify makes playlists, and I mean, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there are politics that go into that, but at the same time, there are people, I mean, we know people that have gotten on playlists and, you know, shot up real quick.
Like, that's all it took.
Yeah.
You just get lucky on a playlist.
That's like what it's about. Yeah. It's not even really about like what's on the radio anymore. It's like what's on the good
crazy
Spotify playlists and stuff like that, which is pretty cool.
Go ahead and introduce song number three, if you will.
Okay. All
right, cool. This song is, what are we doing? We're doing Let You Go, right? The ballad. We're going to try not to depress people. But
well, it's pretty depressing. And this is going to be on our new record as well. We hope you guys like it. Yeah.
Focus on the harmonies instead of the nature of the lyrics,
sadness.
Maybe. I love a good sad song.
Yeah, who doesn't?
And
ever thought that this would be the end. How I wish that I could just pretend. But trust has turned to dust inside my hands, and I'm tired of waiting. For you to see the light of shine for you. Hold me close. So I'll try to let you go. Let you go. We've been dancing around it for a while. Complicated as an empty smile. But even after all that we've been through, I don't wanna miss you. No. I try my best to just ignore the signs. But when you tell me you've been hanging with the guys, a pretty perfume. Try to let you go. Cause this lonely heart knows the lies when they've been spoken. And you ain't thinking about me when you hold me close. So I'll try to let you go. Let you go. Dust has turned to dust and here I stand, but I'm walking away now. And I will try to let you go, cause this lonely heart knows the lies when they've been spoken. And you ain't thinking about me when you hold me close. So
Crimson Calamity on Van Sessions. You can catch the full set this Saturday at the Ogden Trail Fest, Bank of Utah Trail Fest, there at the Ogden Amphitheater. How long is your show on Saturday,
I guess? I think we play for an hour, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so for a minute, we talked briefly about the genres in country music. I remember, so my mom, who was here outside the van, thanks, Mom, taking pictures. She drove us around in an RV and a black 280ZX.
Yes.
We had tapes, right, of the Judds, Kenny Rogers. Mom, who else?
She clapped for the Carpenters.
Oh, she clapped for the Carpenters. Yeah, she doesn't remember anyone. Was the Judds on repeat? Was that what it was? what are the genres now? How's it break down in country music? There's definitely a pop genre that you hear.
Oh yeah, like pop top 40 country.
Yeah.
And I would say anything else that doesn't fall into that, they kind of put under the Americana bracket. So it could be very different. But it's funny because I feel like Americana these days is sort of what country music was back in the day. Like Johnny Cash wouldn't be top 40 country right now. You know what I mean? He'd be Americana. for sure. What's considered Americana nowadays?
Are you? Do you ever feel pressured to go in a different direction than what where you're at?
No, I don't think so. Just because we've both been doing music for so long, and like we feel really comfortable in our sound and everything. And I mean, there is pressure for that. I mean, we definitely aren't opposed to doing writes, you know, in those genres. And I think it's actually a really good idea as an artist and a writer to continually flex your muscles, like writing with different genres and different things. So we'll do pop writes, we'll do mainstream country writes, you know. But as far as like our group goes, we kind of stay in our
just,
little dark.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how alluring it is when you see the success of some of the popular country bands. You know what I mean? Like you look at that and think, oh crap, maybe we ought to go that route. I'm just wondering if you ever think about it, if it's ever, you know, something where like, no, we're pretty comfortable with who we are.
I mean, yeah, we're definitely comfortable with who we are. We look at it and we marvel and celebrate in that people are having success with music, because the industry, like as we said, is like always changing and a little bit unpredictable. So anytime anyone achieves success, we think it's great. And we wish we could be touring on the level that they are, obviously.
Sure.
But we feel good about the direction of our sound.
I would also say too, I mean, it's always good to be, you want your music to have a marketability, because you don't want nobody to, you know, you don't want people to not get it. You want people to identify with it and relate. So, I mean, always working toward that, I think, is important. And just bettering yourself as a songwriter is important. But as far as like being on top 40 radio,
doesn't matter.
We're not really.
Okay, so let's talk about being a female duo. 2017, is this an advantage? Is it a disadvantage?
Yeah.
Is there any matter? Does it matter at all? Or?
I think it's an advantage. I think that there actually are a couple female duos that are, you know, making their way up the charts or ladder, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, especially in country music, there needs to be more women that are, I mean, there are some really amazing, amazing women, but I mean, as far as getting notoriety, I feel like it's definitely male saturated. And there are a lot of awesome women with awesome things to say and some real badass ladies. Can I say, I don't know if I could say that, but
I think you just did. And
I
it's
just
fine.
Did. I'm sorry.
If so which one of the many would you pick first to tour with?
Ooh.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I think, that's so hard. I can pick like three, but I can't pick one of the three. I would say like Nikki Lane, Maren Morris, or Cam. That's who I would pick.
I would say Brandi Carlile. We love her. Not a female, but Jamestown Revival. We love their music. And then... I feel like Nikki Lane would be a great fit for us too.
Again, Crimson Calamity will be at the Ogden Amphitheater Saturday for Trail Fest. How and where can fans follow you guys?
On Instagram and Twitter, we are Crimson C Music, and on Facebook, you can just type in Crimson Calamity and we should come up. And YouTube as well. Website
YouTube,
CrimsonCalamityMusic.com.
I just used Google and it worked pretty good. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, take us out. One last song.
Okay.
Right. This is the tune called Rock Bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've been watching your green eyes glaze. With every minute of every hour, you give that senorita your power till there's nothing. Till there's nothing. Well, you're not gonna rock the top till you hit bottom. And you're not gonna lose your rocks if you ain't got 'em. Tell me now. Watching
your back swaying to her rhythm. Yeah, but that lady whiskey's a bitch to get out of your system. Oh. And you know that you might be taken by her dark eyes, but don't be fooled by her disguise. She's a killer. She's a killer. Well, you're not gonna rock the top till you hit bottom, and you're not gonna lose your rocks if you ain't got 'em. Tell me now if you are gonna be my baby, 'cause it's gonna be her or me, there ain't no maybe. A kiss might keep you warm tonight, baby, but you're gonna miss mine in the morning light. 'Cause I'm not gonna stick around, no, I ain't gonna watch you drown from the bottom of a bottle, no, not this time. You're not gonna rock the top till you hit bottom, and you're not gonna lose your rocks if you ain't got 'em. Tell me now if you are gonna be my baby. Tell me now if you are gonna be my baby. 'Cause you're not gonna rock the top till you hit bottom, and you're not gonna lose your rocks if you ain't
so good.